All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
97.1, our next guest is in Dallas. He's all set to call the Michigan and Florida game on ABC. He is Todd Blackledge. Todd, how are you today?
I'm doing really well.
Todd, something we've talked a lot about up here, I want to get your sense of it. Florida, 10 players suspended, breaking in a new QB. They'll be without two of their better offensive weapons. Do you think it's fair to question their preparation for this game or their ability to focus for this game?
I don't think so. I have a lot of respect for Jim McElwain. I think he's a really good football coach. I think that he, the thing that I noticed last year, because we had them, and they battled a lot of injuries last year, and I think that, he set the tone for this. They had such an attitude of next man up, this is an opportunity for somebody else to play. And I think they lived by that last year and really benefited from it. And I think, unfortunately, they're having to do it this year under different circumstances. So I don't think it's affected their preparation focus. But it's certainly, when you take a couple guys out of the equation, the talent-wise, the caliber of a Callaway or a Scarlett, you are, you're talking about some significant contributors to what that team will be as the season goes on.
Were you surprised he went with the redshirt freshman Felipe Franks versus maybe a safer pick in Del Rio?
I think I was a little surprised, Felipe Franks was the guy that was there all through the spring when Del Rio was recovering from his injuries. I like Luke. I think he's got moxie. I think he's a competitor. But from a skill set standpoint, I don't think there's much comparison between him and Felipe Franks. I think Franks he's got the big arm. He's got the physical tools and that ability. And I think the biggest thing that Jim McElwain was waiting for was to see the confidence and the maturity that he would show to be the starting quarterback. And I think once he was comfortable with that, I think Franks was the guy he wanted to go with. I think that, I don't know if we'll see all three of them tomorrow. I would expect that we're going to see a little bit of two for sure, and possibly three. But I think that I think there's a role for all three of those quarterbacks at some point in the season for Florida because they're all very different.
Todd Blackledge joining us. Todd, from a Michigan perspective, a lot of the fan talk has been about the secondary, and it relates to Florida's choice here. I mean, do you expect maybe in the first 15, 20 plays you script that Florida would come out to test that secondary?
Well, I think you would expect that. I think the combination of youth in the secondary, particularly some new faces, new players at the corner position, but I think the other reason you try to do that is maybe you get some max protection, expecting pressure, expecting man coverage situation, and you try to win some battles that way anyway. So, yeah, I would think that would be part of Florida's plan and part of their attack. But I don't think it's going to change how Michigan's going to play. I think, they know that they've got some young guys and they're going to give up some plays. But I don't think it'll change their personality defensively at all.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, is a lot of people, every year, it seemingly, there's a lot of hype with U of M, and some of it's justified, some of it's not. But, for all the hype that Rashawn Gary's getting, it's almost like Mo Hurst is the forgotten guy. And together, they might make up one of the best interior duos in the country. But is it fair to say that Mo Hurst is the top 10 kind of pick guy, a guy you expect to be one of the elite DTs in the country?
Well, I think he's got that potential. I think he's a really good player. I think maybe Gary has more upside, by the time he's finished. But I think Mo Hurst is a very solid guy, and he's an anchor for them. And I think not just from a playing standpoint, but from a leadership and his presence in that defense. You're talking about, even though he wasn't considered a returning starter and McCray was the only returning starter, those two guys have been, I think, a real stabilizing presence for all those new guys and the young guys, and I would expect I would expect both McCray and Hurst to play really well in this first game and all season if they stay healthy.
It's funny, too, when you prep for a game like this, because both coaches played the game with, you know, not releasing a roster on one end, a QB decision on either. But when you look at Michigan offensively, Todd, I mean, what do you expect? It seems like a lot of things are in flux, the running game, the offensive line, the young receivers. You would assume Wilton Spade is the QB. What do you expect to see on Saturday afternoon from their offense?
Well, I think that we'll see. I think that we'll see them coming out and trying to establish the run. I think that that is, you know, I think that's what Jim Harbaugh is most comfortable with, and building off of that, whether it's play action, whether it's throwing when Florida might be expecting a run, and trying to keep balance in the offense. But I mean, he wants to be physical. You know, that's his MO, and that's been the MO of his teams, is to be a physical football team, and to you know, to throw when. Maybe when it's to your advantage, and that's off of play action, that's off of early downs. But in order to be effective doing that, you have to run the football. And so I would expect that you know, that's going to be a very important part of what they try to do.
Todd Blackledge joining us. Todd, you know, you mentioned Harbaugh and offensively, so dynamic with formation and substitution packages in an opener where you don't have any current tape. Do you think, because he likes to run in so many different groupings and so many different formations, it's a distinct advantage to take on Florida now versus later? I mean, there's just, you don't have any tape. You have no idea what they're going to do.
Yeah, and I think that really, I mean, I think you could make the same argument on both sides. You know, really, Florida is a team offensively that plays with tight ends and plays with different personnel groups and moves people around. Also, Doug Nussmeier, you know, who's also very familiar with Michigan, and Michigan fans are familiar with him. So, you know, I think in both cases, you know, you have two offenses that do a lot of different things and show a lot of different looks. Maybe they don't run a ton of plays, but when you run the same plays from different looks with different motions, it makes it look more complex than it is. So there'll be a real feeling out process in this game. There always is in every game, but I think in a first game like this with so much unknown, I think it might take even longer. I think the first quarter might entirely be a time where each team defensively is trying to figure out what the other guys are doing.
Todd, give me a name that maybe people are overlooking. Either team. I mean, there's certainly some star power and some not playing in the game, but give me a guy that you expect to play really well, major role, surprise some people in an opener, and kind of announce himself on the scene.
Well, I'll tell you one guy I think that I think Michigan will be aware of early in the ball game, and a guy that I think has a chance to make an impact in this game is a wide receiver for Florida named Dre Massey. He was a kid that is a very versatile guy that can line up in a lot of places, and they had a real plan to do that for him last year and with him, and he was injured on the opening kickoff of the first game, blew his ACL out, and didn't play the rest of the year. So, again, here's a guy that they really don't have any tape of, any scouting report. He was a junior college transfer from Mississippi before that. And he's a real unknown, but a real talent that I think will be utilized in a pretty major way tomorrow night.
All right, last one for you, Todd. I don't like predictions. I tell the listeners this all the time. I hate it, so therefore I'm not going to do it. But I'm going to ask you
Good,
for one.
Thank you. Because I don't like doing it either.
I hate it. You know why, Todd? You can't win. I mean, you get the winner right, but you don't have the score anywhere close. So you're always going to lose. But I just want to get your sense. I mean, I don't care about a score or anything like that. But I mean, who do you think comes out on top in this one?
You know what? I'm not trying to be evasive. I think it's going to be a heck of a football game. I really do. You know, I think that Florida, the one advantage that I think they have coming into the game, and if it's a close game, this could be a major factor. The experience and the talent they have in their kicking game, and that, you know, they have a very solid group coming back. I think that could be an advantage for them. You know, there's some new faces in the Michigan kicking game, not only with the punter and the kicker, but also in their return game. And in a first game, you know, your special teams and the execution of the special teams is a really big factor. But I think overall, because of some of the depth issues that are affecting Florida, I think Michigan has an advantage in that. They're coming in a pretty healthy football team. I know how they prepare. I know how Jim and his staff prepares from an execution standpoint. I think that they will execute at a pretty high level on both sides of the ball. But I think it's going to be a whale of a football game. So I didn't really give you an answer, but I'm excited as heck for the game.
Yeah, I think we all are. And you know what? That's the beauty of the opener when you have real opponents and real teams facing each other, yeah. And it's not a dress rehearsal. You know, it's live action.
You know, as a player, and even a couple of the guys addressed this, a couple of coaches talk about this. You know, when you go through camp, and I know there's no two-a-days anymore in college football, but it's still a grind. You know. And there's still a point in time during that camp where you're questioning, what in the world am I doing? Why am I going through this? But when you know that your opening game is against a top 10 opponent, a quality opponent like a Florida, like a Michigan, man, it adds a lot of juice to your preparation, not just in the game week, but in those weeks of in August leading up to it. So I know these guys are ready to play a game, and it should be fun.
Yeah, you find out a lot more about yourself doing this than playing Furman or something like that. So that's no doubt. Todd, appreciate it. I know you're incredibly busy. We do appreciate it, my man.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right. Todd Blackledge, 330 ABC, Michigan, Florida. Back with your calls next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.